You are listening to another episode of the Doug Schiavo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Joey Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals are heading to Super Bowl 56. Hear my reaction up next on the Doug Schiavo Show. Happy Monday, ladies and gentlemen. The Cincinnati Bengals are heading to Super Bowl 56. Joey Burrow, ladies and gentlemen. My favorite football player, Joey Burrow. The man, the myth, the legend, has led the Cincinnati Bengals to the Super Bowl for the first time since 1988. My man, Joey Burrow. And you know what? Some are going to say, you're a Giant fan, why are you acting like this? Well, first of all, I have a bet. And if the bet comes through, it's going to be a great day for Dougie Fresh. But do you want to know why the main reason I am happy right now? Is because right after the NFL season, if you saw the episode I did, where I discussed the New York Giants, I did my Super Bowl bracket, and I discussed many other topics, I basically predicted Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals to go on a Super Bowl run. Now, I predicted the 49ers to come out on top. But the fact that I gave all this praise to the Cincinnati Bengals, the fact that I said, you know what, Joe Burrow, no one is stopping Joey Burrow right now. The Bengals are going to go to the Super Bowl. And I had people send me emails, DMs, laughing emojis, because I thought the Bengals were going to go to the Super Bowl. So you know what? To all the haters, to all the doubters, to everyone that is considered a loser right now, let's take a look at my prediction just a few weeks ago. I don't see anyone stopping Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow has what it takes to win MVP in a few years, but I also think he has what it takes to win a Super Bowl in Cincinnati. So that's what's going to happen. They're going to win a Super Bowl in Cincinnati, whether it's next year or the year after. I see Cincinnati winning this game. Patriots, Bills, honestly, this game against Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. A rematch of the Super Bowl.
Sometimes you got the Rams coming out on top.
What did I say? No one is stopping Joey Burrow. No one is stopping Joey Burrow. And you know what the best part about this is? Is that if we think about the tenure of Zach Taylor, it is hard to believe that this guy can be a Super Bowl champion. A Super Bowl champion having a career coaching record of 16-32-1. That is unbelievable. The fact that he is basically 16 games under 500 and he could be a Super Bowl champion with that record, that says something about this organization and where Cincinnati is going. Now, what I want to tell everyone is that it all started when they were 2-14, and then they got Joey Burrow, who I think is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL by a mile. Yeah, you got Patrick Mahomes, you got Josh Allen, and the following year, Joe Burrow gets hurt. You think, oh my goodness, this is going to be one of those great quarterback goes down to injury. And think about this season where the Baltimore Ravens basically fell apart. They were 8-3. went on this whole losing streak. Lamar Jackson, you know, years ago, MVP. Now he's just overrated. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are going to take over the AFC North for many years to come. There's no doubt in my mind. Like, I'm just on the bandwagon right now. Joey Burrow was always one of my favorite quarterbacks. I loved watching him at LSU. I loved watching him in the NFL. Honestly, they are so hot right now. You know, he has that motto about him, like, look at me, here I am. You know, we're no longer underdogs. We're going to win it all. And honestly, that's what they're going to do. And despite all that nonsense from the haters, the doubters, where's your team? Now, look, don't get me wrong. I know where the Giants are. Giants are trash. But you got to understand something. You're allowed to have a favorite football player. But I got family from Ohio, so I got to rep. I got to rep my hometown of Ohio. Family's in Toledo. We got no one in Cincinnati, but still, it's Ohio. Ohio team is representing on the big stage. Ohio, baby. Who could be better? What's better right now? You know, we think about my teams and where they're at. You know, the Cleveland Cavaliers were, what, 30-19? Maybe 2.5 games out of first place in the East, all without LeBron? Devils, same thing, year in, year out, one of the worst teams in the league. Giants, same thing, one of the worst teams in the league. Tampa Bay Rays, soon to be World Series champions. Mets, maybe they're up there too. But other than that, all I have right now is rooting for my boy, Joey Burrow. I am so happy. Now, I don't know if you could see my reactions if you're just listening, but you can find us on YouTube. Doug Sharrow Show, brought to you by Stutz Betting. But they do have to go up against a tough Rams team. And if we recall the episode with Michael Lepore, I actually predicted the Rams going to the Super Bowl. But against Buffalo. Because I don't think anyone thought the Cincinnati Bengals would be this good. Now they are the real deal, and you have to believe in them. I've been believing in them. I got myself a Joey Burrow jersey. I've been repping him the last few weeks. And it just gets emotional. Because the Giants don't have a star. The Giants don't have a guy like Joey Burrow. But we do have Daniel Jones. And hopefully the new coaching staff, the new GM, does a great job to build around Daniel Jones, and the Giants will be back as Super Bowl champions one day. We will be back, but right now it's Joey Burrow time. It is Joey Burrow time, but they do got to go up against a tough Rams team, and I just got to show everyone that I did predict the Rams to go to the Super Bowl when Michael Lepore was on, so let's take a listen to this flashback. Roll the tapes.
Super Bowl champions. I think that's possible.
I really believe it could happen. There's no reason why the Rams can't get there. There's no reason why the Bills can't get there. Two great football teams.
So the Rams did get there. I thought this was a game that they should have lost. Trailing 17-7... But honestly, when you think about Kyle Shanahan as head coach, or even an offensive coordinator, this is the third time he's blown a lead. You know, you could go to 28-3 against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots when he was Atlanta Falcon. Super Bowl, Kansas City, trailing by 10 points, 20-10, they lose that game, and they lose this game too, 17-7. Come on, Kyle. You got to hold these leads. You got to be smart with the clock. And honestly, you got to give credit where credit is due to Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, but honestly, most importantly, to Odell Beckham Jr., my second favorite football player. Congrats, Odell. You earned it. Honestly, if the Giants had you, we probably... I can't even talk about the Giants right now. It's just embarrassing right now. The Giants, it's like... they talk about they want to rebuild. They want to build around Daniel Jones, but I'm not sure what they're going to do. I do like the guy... You know, I know we're jumping teams right now, but we were talking about Odell. If the Giants had Odell, you know, where will we be? You know, I think bringing in Brian DeBell, bringing in Joe Shane, this Giants team could go somewhere. We see what Josh Allen has done under Brian DeBell or DeBell. So hopefully the Giants could get somewhere with this new leadership, new staff. But just think about where Odell was. I really think he's the spark that the Rams needed, because there was a point where they were struggling early in the season. You had the Cardinals leading that division, then they fell apart. Then the Rams kind of got on a streak, but they looked inconsistent against some of these teams. So honestly, I think this is going to be a great Super Bowl. I'm not sure who's going to come out on top. But for me, I think the Bengals are the best bet. You know, I placed a bet when their odds were plus 850. So hopefully that one works, because I really believed in them, and they're showing it. They're really showing that they belong here. They're really showing it. And a lot of people are going to think I'm crazy, but I don't. I said it in the beginning. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it today. Bengals are going to win the Super Bowl, whether you like it or you agree, you hate it, you think I'm a clown, you think I'm a dummy, but I don't see the Rams winning this game. I really don't. It's going to be tough, especially when you got Aaron Donald, you got Von Miller, you got Odell, you got Stafford. I think that was the missing piece for the Rams, but I just think that the Bengals are the toughest team right now. I really think so. There's no reason why they're going to lose. Come on, you're down. You had changing points. You know, it could have been 28-10, but think about that second half. Mahomes struggled, but Burrow, there were many situations where he could have gone down under a sack. He could have gotten pressure. Could have been like, God damn, I'm down. We lost this possession. But then he got those first downs. It was just unbelievable. You know, great football game. You know, of course, I hung out with my buddy Joey. Great food. He made me like a nice turkey dinner again. I really enjoyed it. So shout out to Joe. Chef Joe. He's like, I want to come on your show. But I curse too much. So maybe we could have Joey come on. He's a big Denver Bronco fan, so we'll see how that goes by. But other than that, honestly, this has been an interesting postseason, and the offseason is going to be even better. Again, if you're just joining us, you are listening to the Doug Serravo Show, brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael the Poor. We have plenty more to get to. I just really want to focus this show on the National Football League, this offseason that it's been. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we get back, we are going to have... we're going to have my favorite segment, and that is called Le Poor Betting. I'm just going to go over a few things that the NFL has for the Super Bowl. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, it's going to be time for Le Poor Betting. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
betting. It was named after you because you are probably known for losing a lot of bets, especially when it comes to the horse racing.
My lightning five picks. These are the ones I like. I mean, I love them. In my picks, you'll hear them later on. Yeah, that is my best bet.
You'll hear it in Stuck's betting.
Yes, that is my best bet.
All right, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. It's now time for my favorite segment, a segment dedicated to Mikey in memory of Mikey. It's called Lepore Betting. And I'm just going to go over the odds, some of the future bets that the National Football League has for the Super Bowl. Right now, the Bengals are the home team, technically, because they rotate it year after year, and the Rams are going to be the road team. But I was telling someone at my favorite bar, the Monkey Bar, that, yeah, you're playing in the Rams stadium, but think about it. They really don't have a crowd that shows up. You know, lots of Niner fans showed up, but it is the Super Bowl, so we shall see, but I think it's going to be a great game regardless. I think it's going to be Bengals all day. So right now the Rams are the favorite, I guess, because they do play at their home field. -4. Money line is -190. +165 for the Bengals. -190 for the Rams. The over-under is 50. So I guess the score could be like 30-20, maybe, if you go with the under or the over. It's going to be interesting. I don't think it's going to be that high. I think it's going to be a great defensive game. I think it's going to be like a 27-21 score. So you'll just miss it. Let's see if they have these like fun bets that they normally do. Let's see. Oh, they actually have, I think this is... They actually have the futures for next year's Super Bowl champion. You got the Giants. Let's see. Yeah, they have Super Bowl 57 already. You got the Giants at +125. So if you put $100 down on the Giants, that's $12,000. But it's not going to happen. But right now, looking at these odds, the Chiefs are the favorite at +650, Bills +700, Rams +10,000, Bengals +1,200, Tampa Bay +1,400. And you got to understand something with Tom Brady's future, who knows what's going to happen if he comes back. If he doesn't, that will probably go down. Then you got the Niners at +1,400, Packers +1,500. Cowboys +1,800. Patriots +2,200. So, yeah, this is interesting for the futures. It's amazing how they have the Super Bowl odds for next year. But I'm trying to look for, like, you have these bets for the NFL. They probably don't have it yet. You probably got to wait for the game, but they have these things where, like, you could do a prop bet. Like, I think today I did, or yesterday, I did Tyreek Hill, Jamar Chase touchdown. Did the money line, and I did 2 days ago the Bengals win the Super Bowl at +850. So this is just me going over what they got. I'm not giving you my picks of what you should do. I would go with the under. I would go with Bengals money line. Well, you can't really win on the money line. They're very close. But it's interesting. They have all these bets, these prop bets, and I think those are something you could look at if you're into those things. But I am actually going to go for something tonight. Kings at Knicks. I like Barrett and Randall each over 14.5 points. It's +100. So I'm going to It's plus 100 for that. So I do like this. I wouldn't risk all my money on it, but I do like that bet. I mean, you're not going to win a lot, but I do like it. So if you want to go for that, I suggest you do. Again, if you are interested in a few games for tonight, I like, honestly, I think the Notre Dame Fighting Irish could upset the Duke Blue Devils tonight. The spread is +5.5. But other than that, there's some interesting bets that you could do. I just like how they have, I love how they have the favorites for next year's Super Bowl already. That's honestly, that's pretty cool. And then it changes. It changes based on, you know, Tom Brady leaves, Aaron Rodgers leaves. So that's pretty interesting. And I like how the Bengals are already top three favorite for this. So it's going to be an interesting offseason and how all these bets change. Yeah, this the NFL live spec. Yeah, so you'll find out the day of. Again, thank you for joining us on the Doug Straro. This show is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, we are going to have our final segment of the show, and I am going to discuss the latest. I'm going to discuss the latest around the National Hockey League. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to the Doug Straro Show, brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We'll be right back. All right, you are listening to the Doug Straro Show, brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Today is Monday, January 31st. And, you know, we're discussing the National Football League, how exciting it is. I want to go on with the National Hockey League. I think the All-Star break is this week. There's a lot of teams that could win the Stanley Cup this year. But the one team that I think can surprise a lot of people is the New York Islanders. Now, some of you may say, how is that a surprise? Well, you got to understand something. They are, what, like maybe 13-6? They've played less games. They've played less games due to COVID. They played less games on home ice. And I think that if this team finds its stride and they get hot at the right time, they could honestly go on a run where they outpace everyone in the Metropolitan Division and they ultimately come out on top and they win the Stanley Cup. I see that happening, and a lot of people may be like, but they're already in. They already have a good roster. They have experience. But if you look at this Metro Division, where you have the Rangers, the Capitals, the Penguins, then you got the Devils at the bottom, the Flyers at the bottom. The Islanders just got to go on a run, and they could catch up against the Penguins, who have been surprising a lot of people. I think they're like 27-14. Then you got the Capitals. You get the Hurricanes. You got the Rangers. It's basically those top four teams, the Islanders, and then you got the Blue Jackets, and then you got the Flyers and the Devils at the bottom. You got the worst. You got the average. You got a team that's on the rise. And then you got these contenders. But it's so close within those contenders. The Hurricanes could finish in first. The Rangers could finish in first. Penguins could finish in first. And then you got the Capitals that can finish in first like they do always year. They do every year. And then you got these New Jersey Devils who have been at the bottom every single year. Every year. But there's nothing we can really do about it. We're rebuilding. We're rebuilding now. Year 10. What can you do? Got Jack Hughes. You got Nico Hischier, Jesper Bratt, Mackenzie Blackwood. Everyone else? Adios. Adios. And I think Orson Schoening's going to come on soon. We're going to do our All-Star break recap. Then we'll do one after 60 and then after the season ends. Again, thank you for listening to us on the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting, Bet Like Michael Lepore. Thank you for supporting Survival Broadcasting, the Doug Survival Show, and all those involved with Survival Broadcasting. We will see you guys next time on Facebook, YouTube, and if you are listening on the podcast, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, RadioPublic.com, whatever podcast application you use. And we are going to finish this episode with our Michael Lepore tribute. You can only watch the tribute, and when the if you're just listening to the podcast, you won't see the tribute because I'd rather people watch it than listen to it. Prior episodes, you could see the tribute. But I think it's better to just show it on the live stream. Again, thank you for watching us. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening to us. I'm Doug Survival. We'll see you guys next time. The Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore.